From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
A bright morn to thee, Morgan.
Thank you, kind sir.
It's Speak Like Shakespeare Day today.
I know, and I have a problem with that.
I know, right? We just can't, you know, doth and thee and thou. And
I grew up, Speak Like a Texan Day was every day.
Right. Texans, you're still doing that.
Shakespeare
too.
They don't go too good together, John Van Camp.
The King's English.
The King's English.
Yeah, which I know nothing about. You know, we spent a whole semester dissecting Romeo and Juliet. Before the ninth grade, I didn't know that wherefore meant actually why and not where are you. I always thought it was where are you. It's like, where are you, Romeo? No, why are you, Romeo? Which makes no sense at all.
Wherefore art thou? Wouldn't that mean why? Where are you?
Well, where,
no,
why,
where are you?
Why are you, Romeo? I'm telling
you. She's
ya,
on the balcony and she's saying, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
But
she's looking for the dude.
Well, no, she's not. She's asking him why he is Romeo. Why is he her love, her betrothed?
He's like,
look,
I'm
went
cool,
to school
babe.
For this crap. I went to school for this crap. Not lying. Looked it up on the internet today. Wherefore means why.
In ninth grade, we dissected 1984.
Ah, well, mine was much more fun.
Yes.
Much more fun. Time for the news. What's going on?
Tara Reid. She's dropping her $100 million lawsuit against the producers of Sharknado.
She was suing them for $100 million? What the heck?
Yeah.
Did they not pay her? What was the deal?
She originally accused them of false endorsement and misappropriation of celebrity likeness.
I love that word, misappropriation.
I know. It's cool.
It's a very cool word.
I don't think that was in the King's English.
I don't either, but it's a cool word like litigious.
It
you
is
just
litigious.
Don't get a chance to use misappropriation very often.
Especially with litigious in the same sentence.
Especially when it talks about Tara Reid.
Well, she was suing because the producers licensed her image to a third party without her consent and made millions in profits from
millions in profits. Oh, my.
Sharknado
oh
slot
me.
Machines.
Oh, my. Wow. Mm-hmm. Lions and tigers and sharks. Oh, my.
You got it. She claimed her contract was specific.
It was.
Specific.
Most contracts are specific.
That her face could not be used in Sharknado promotional material if it related to tobacco, gambling, hygiene, or sexual products. If you read those items and you think about Tara Reid.
So she didn't like the fact that they were using her face on the slot
machines. Sharknado
machine.
Slot, not just slot machines. Sharknado slot machines.
Right. You go to, I mean, have you played the Sharknado game? I mean,
I have not.
Not played it. I've played Wheel of Fortune. Let's see.
Ghostbusters.
What else
the Ghostbusters penny machine.
Pretty good, yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, not Sharknado. No, I do like Wheel of Fortune because, you know, when it starts, the little audio goes, Wheel
of Fortune.
And then there's like applause.
Da 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 da.
It makes you feel really special to sit down there and feed that machine your hard-earned money that you'll never see again.
Never. Hey, you were at the happiest place on earth. I'm sorry. You was, you that, that, that used was at.
It's not a used.
You're at the happiest place on earth Easter Sunday, right?
I was. I was at Disneyland. Yeah. Had a good time. Lines were short.
See anyone famous?
Stuff. No. No, Mickey and Minnie.
Well, that's enough.
And they were in their
enough,
birthday garb.
Man.
I saw Donald.
Did you see Pluto?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Pluto was at California Adventure.
That's always your special one.
Yeah. I walked by and I waved. Yay.
Well, you were wearing your Pluto shirt, I would imagine.
I was, but I didn't get close enough for him to see.
Okay.
I just waved from afar. Ooh, afar. That's a Shakespearean word. Is it not?
I think so.
Anyway, what happened on Sunday at Disneyland that I didn't know about?
Well, Super Bowl champion Tom Brady, wife Gisele Bündchen, along with their brood, they were also at Disneyland on Sunday.
No, they weren't.
Yes,
I didn't see
were.
Them. I was there. I didn't see them.
They were there.
I know it's a big place.
Well, you must have been at the other park when they were at the one park, and then you probably guys probably just swapped. And you obviously didn't see the hordes of people that were probably following them.
There weren't hordes of people anywhere. on Sunday. I doth proclaim Easter Sunday to be the best day of the year to go to Disneyland because nobody went except me and obviously Tom Brady.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. So, and I look at it, I know this to be a fact. Mm-hmm. I've never spotted a celebrity there unless I was part of a press group and they introduced the person to me. But basically, I look at every guided tour, every tour guide. Usually that's how celebrities get about, move about at Disneyland.
Move about.
They move about at Disneyland with a plaid. We call them plaids because they wear a plaid uniform. And you look and see the little entourage that's falling behind the plaid. And usually if they're wearing sunglasses and baseball caps, you know, they're probably famous.
I'm going to guess he wasn't with a plaid.
Oh, no, he couldn't have been there without a plaid.
Why?
They don't let celebrities in without a plaid.
Oh.
Yeah, because they can't protect them.
Oh.
So the plaid can move them backstage whenever the crowds are getting unruly. Michael Jackson used to go, but he used to always go in disguise.
Incognito.
Incognito, that's right. But people would still recognize him, and the plaid would have to move him and his entourage backstage to get out of
Well, he's with the plaid. Way. People are going to look with people with plaids. Well,
now they are. They didn't used to. They spent a ton of money, too. This celebrity treatment at Disneyland cost about $5,000 for the day. So, yeah, the celebrities pay for this. He was just at Walt Disney World. Why did he need to go to Disneyland?
Because they're different.
They are different.
Yeah. And my guess is he was at Disneyland while you were at DCA. And Well, he was there. Giselle was there.
We were riding rides, man. We weren't messing around. We didn't wait in no lines. There was nobody there on Sunday, really.
Well, evidently the Bradys were there, and they were seen frolicking about Disneyland, riding the rides, eating ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Giselle wasn't eating anything.
You can't fool me.
Tom probably enjoyed a cone.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't eating.
She probably had a lick. And then had to go 5 hours of yoga to burn it off.
Well, I hope they had a wonderful time. I hope the plaid got them into the front of the line, which is the other thing they do.
Naturally.
Celebrities are just like us. They don't have to wait in line. And they don't have to get a fast pass either or wait for their fast pass to expire. So I'm sorry I missed them. I would have been happy to say, hi, Tom. I wouldn't have. He's not my favorite person on the face of the earth. You know who is my favorite person on the face of the earth?
I wonder if her name, it starts with an H.
Halle Berry. And if I ever see her at Disneyland, I will get arrested for running up to her and giving her a hug.
You probably
I'll be
would.
In Disneyland jail.
Yes, you
That's
would.
That's where I'll be. All right. I should be at Disneyland jail for the thoughts I have. Have a great day. See you mañana. And?
You. Thou art disgusting.
That did sound right.
That's all the news. How could you say that?
I don't know. You're the one who's supposed to say
that's
that.
That's all the news?
That doesn't sound right.
This all the news?
Yeah. Just spit it out.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.